Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a great day to be saved. It's a good day to be saved, y'all. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful decision to make to be glad in the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. Hallelujah. You tune into the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and I'm your host for this evening, Pastor Terry White, senior pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. We're so happy, wonderfully blessed and honored to be here with you on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. We honor our God on tonight. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Amen. Our kinsman redeemer. He is. Amen. Hallelujah. All in all, he is our Alpha and Omega. Praise God. We honor the Holy Ghost on tonight. We say, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We honor, amen, my lovely wife, the great woman of God, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Praise God. Here with me in the Sunshine of Faith, Lakeland, Florida ministry. Praise God. And we are, amen, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, and we honor that great leadership. Amen. On this side of heaven, praise God. Amen. And Sunshine of Faith, Headquarters Church in Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God. Hallelujah. We honor Dr. Ogburn on tonight. Praise God. Amen. All those that stand with her in our number 1 church, Headquarters Church. Amen. We bless the Lord for Pastor Mary Williams. We bless the Lord for, amen, all those that are there in the number 1 church ministry. Praise God. Apostle Terry Ogburn. Praise God. We bless the Lord for you, Pastor Johnson. Amen. For Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith, praise God. Brother Ty, and amen. Prophet Loretta, amen. And just everybody, praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for all the members and the congregants there. Amen. Amen. We say amen. Hello to Prophet Tony. God bless you. Amen. And your daughters, praise God. And Mr. Russell, God bless you. Amen. Pastor Clayton Coleman, praise God, and the Prophet Joanne Coleman, we bless the Lord for you all, and just everybody, all our, amen, Sunshine family, praise God, amen, Minister Charles, God bless you, amen, amen, Prophet Sonia, God bless you, and all the family, amen, all the number 2 church here in Lakeland, Florida, we salute you, God bless you, amen, we're praying for you, amen, we're lifting you up before the Lord. God bless you all. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And if you're listening, amen, and you want to share this time, amen, as we share together in the Word of God, you can let them know that they can call 563-999-3511. That's 563-999-3511. Call that number, amen, and you'll be able to listen to, amen, this Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith. Praise God. Amen. And we are so blessed and honored that God has opened the door. Amen. Somebody from Sunshine of Faith is bringing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world every single day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That God has created the day. We are here and excited that God has made that opportunity possible for us. Praise God. Amen. Father, we just thank you as we come before your holy throne. Hallelujah. With our minds set on you, with our hearts open, God, that you will flood our spirit, hallelujah, with your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace. Hallelujah. We need it all of you, God. We need you. We need you in our world today. Need you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for, hallelujah, moving and blessing and keeping and delivering and healing, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for it all. We thank you for your word that is able, hallelujah, to keep us from falling, to save our souls, God. Hallelujah, your word that regenerates and rejuvenates and washes our minds, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our Savior, our King, our Kinsman, Redeemer. Hallelujah. We cannot forget what you have done for us. Hallelujah. And we want to share it with the world. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Your name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just bless the Lord for the word of God on this evening. Praise God. Amen. How do we put a price on the value of God's wisdom? How do we put a value to it, to God's wisdom that he freely gives to us? The book of James tells us that if anyone likes wisdom, amen, let him ask and God will give it to you liberally. Praise God, as much as you can handle. Hallelujah, he'll give it to you if you ask for his wisdom. Hallelujah. The man of God, so many centuries before us did, King Solomon, praise God. And we're in Proverbs chapter 2 on this evening. Such a powerful word of God. And we want to just dive in to see, amen, the truth of the word of God concerning the wisdom of God. We need God's wisdom to be able to make it in this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't be bewitched thinking that you can make it without God's wisdom. We cannot. My God, today. Hallelujah. We can't make it without God's wisdom. Praise God. And God gave me, amen, this message to bring to you. He gave me the title of this message. That's just stupid. Oh, yeah. That's just stupid. The things that we've done over and over again, the things that we said, the things that we thought, the way that we walked, amen, in error of the truth, the spirit of the living God, amen. We weren't walking, amen, hallelujah, in the spirit of God. We were walking in error, so therefore, amen, it was just stupid. Stupid decisions, stupid choices, stupid things that we did over and over again, expecting a different result. And the same thing happened. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Subtitle to this message is, nah, I think I'll go with God's plans. Hallelujah. Because there's somebody out there that's to the point of admonishing you to go in those same stupid ways, the stupid thoughts, the stupid walk, amen, the stupid decisions that kept us in chaos and wreaking havoc in our lives. Mm-hmm. Yes. But God got a solution for us in his word. Praise God. Amen. Now the scripture starts out in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. It says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to hear wisdom. My God. Hallelujah. Some of us, amen, have liked wisdom for so long. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, amen, I have been there and I have decided, amen, that was just stupid. But guess what? I think I'm going to go with God's plan now. Amen. The rest of that verse says, and apply your heart to understanding. Verse 3 says, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, my God, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Hallelujah. See, God gives wisdom, not them voices or those people trying to speak into your life to keep doing the stupid stuff, because misery loves company. Amen. Be miserable. They want you to be miserable right along with them. Amen. They don't want to be alone in their foolishness and the folly of their lives in doing that same old silly stuff. Amen. Stuck on stupid. Amen. But God is moving us from that, delivering us from that. Praise God. Amen. And we know that God has a plan for our lives. Praise God. Amen. Y'all know the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. And where God says, I know the thoughts through the prophet. Amen. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Amen. To give you an expected end. Some of the versions say to give you a hope and a future. Good God Almighty. Amen. How many know that God's plan is the best plan? God's ways are the best ways. They're higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. My hallelujah. Amen. How about we just go with God's plan? Hallelujah. We're going to leave stupid behind. Amen. Because those things that we deal with, stupid. They were silly, yes. That's how God gave it to me. I got to deliver it how he gave it to me. Hallelujah. Because it hit me. I'm telling you, what an impact on me. It hit me like a bolt of lightning. Amen. Hallelujah. It hit me deep down in the depths of my being to see, to realize the things that I did and the time that I wasted doing the same old stupid things, making the same old stupid choices, praise God, hallelujah. See, it's different if you make a mistake and you realize it's a mistake and you realize you've transgressed God's law and you ask him for forgiveness, you repent, you turn from that and turn to him, praise God, leaving the sin and the silly stuff behind, praise God, amen. Then God, amen, receives us and he wants us on the right path. But time and time again, folks, we find ourselves, praise God, doing silly things, stupid things, and we're doing them over and over and over because it done got comfortable. It done got commonplace to us. And we even to the point of self-sabotaging when we get a moment of clarity and when God cracked this the skies of our minds and spirit and soul, amen, and allow his beautiful light to shine in those moments of clarity, amen. It is beautiful, amen, and it's lovely. But the enemy has been speaking and using folk to speak into our spirits for so long with all that negative junk and stuff, amen, that we get to a point where, oh, is this really going to last? Is this just too good to be true? So then we do something, say something in that stupid way that we've been going in for so long because it's become comfortable to us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Let's read more of the book. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take a look at the book, y'all. Amen. It's got the words of life. Amen for us. Amen. It says, in verse 3, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for, amen, hidden treasure, then will understanding the fear, then you will understand, excuse me, the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Good God Almighty. He's got stores of wisdom. Amen. Stored up for the upright. Those that have repented and turned from stupid to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Repented and said, God, I'm sorry for wasting all the time that you've given us. See, God has created time for us, for human beings, because he lives outside of time. He's not affected by time. He's not constrained by time. Amen. But he tells us to redeem the time. Praise God. We have to be able, hallelujah, to see, amen, through the facade that the enemy and that strong delusion that the enemy has placed on our minds for so long, that we can just do stupid stuff, and because we feel like we're entitled to it, we've been miswronged, and so we just want to do wrong too. Nah. I think I'm going to go with God's plan now. Hallelujah. Amen. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Sound wisdom, it comes from God. Amen. Wisdom, knowledge comes from the Lord,
Amen. And he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. And the rest of verse 7 says, amen, he is a shield to those who walk uprightly. God Almighty, he'll shield you from that mess if you want. Hallelujah. Walk upright before him. Amen. If you're tired of stupid, amen. Hallelujah. If you're tired of doing them same old silly things, praise God. Hallelujah. Letting sin, hallelujah, and those choices that we've made, amen, corrupting the perfect seed that God gives, amen, because he gives seed to the sower. God don't give you no corrupted seed to sow, praise God. That comes from our choices and the things that we say and the things that we do and the way we've lived our lives, amen, contrary to the word of God. But when we repent, hallelujah, good God Almighty, and we hold on to Jesus, good God Almighty, he won't let us go. And we walk in his ways and we walk uprightly. Hallelujah. We just read the word, and the word told us, amen, hallelujah, amen. He shields those who walk uprightly. Verse 8 says, he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of the saints. Good God Almighty. He guards the paths of justice, the word of God just told us. Amen. Some of you that have been mishandled, amen, and treated unjustly, praise God. There is no justice. And once we realize that we cannot continue to look to the world for justice and look to the world for its wisdom, but we must look at Jesus and get the Lord's wisdom, amen, for sound wisdom and knowledge comes from the Lord. Good God Almighty, he stores it up. He has stores of good wisdom, sound wisdom for, amen, the upright, amen, hallelujah, amen. And he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way, hallelujah, of his saints. Good God Almighty. Psalm 23, amen. That great psalm of King David, amen. The father of the author of this book that we're in right now, King Solomon, King David said, amen. Hallelujah. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God does that. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Good God Almighty. You'll get an understanding of it, praise God. You'll see why, amen, God's plan is better than your plan. God's plan is better than the world's plan. Because some of that stuff gets you stuck on stupid, amen. It's just stupid. Hallelujah. But no. Not listening to that, to your silly voice no more, devil, huh? Not those folk that, amen, hallelujah, those imps that you're using and that you got confused, amen. I'm praying for them that God deliver them, amen. But I'm not listening anymore, hallelujah. I'm going to go with God's plan, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. The word of God says in verse 10, when wisdom enters your heart, listen to this, y'all, this is powerful. Amen. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. See, God can bless you real good. Amen. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Amen. So many times, amen, the world will try to convince us, amen, that God's way, amen, is not pleasant, amen. It's drudgery, and he's just a big old God off there in space, amen. Looking down, amen, waiting to smite us and to beat us and to bruise us because, amen, we're just no good. But yes, amen. We're like 50 rags, amen, without God's righteousness, amen. Hallelujah, amen. But he loves you. He loves me, amen. And he wants us to come out of silly and out of sin into salvation and into peace, into knowledge, into his wisdom, praise God, that we can live this life victoriously, and that's what we're choosing. We're going to go with God's plan now. Hallelujah. We don't allow God to deliver us from us. We don't let God deliver us from them voices that's telling us to stay stuck on stupid. Amen. We're done with that. Amen. Now we are walking in the ways of the God. Amen. In the ways of wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that verse 10. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Whoa, God Almighty. When the knowledge of God is pleasant to your soul, guess what will happen in verse 11? It says, discretion will preserve you, my God. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil. Good God Almighty. There is a way of evil. Hallelujah. And the enemy has been having us so blinded that we've been walking that path for way too long, y'all. Hallelujah. But now it's time to come out. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the sun shine on you. Good God Almighty. Amen. And deliver you from the way of evil. Praise God. Remember, he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Good God Almighty. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. The rest of verse 12 says, from the man who speaks perverse things, somebody in, amen, your sphere of influence right now is trying to speak perverse things into your ears. Amen. See, the word of God is not perverse. Amen. But the enemy, amen, will try to make, amen, perverse things be heard and get down in your spirit through your ear gates. Praise God, my God. But God says, amen, he will deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. From the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things. Amen. From those who lead the paths of, amen, of uprightness, amen, to walk in the ways of darkness. See, it is something that has left the path. And they're trying to get you off the path. Amen. Now that you come back, now that you've repented, now that you said it's enough of stupid, amen, I'm going with Jesus. I'm going with his plan. I'm going with victory. I'm going with peace and joy that nobody can take away. It's not circumstantial. Amen. It's not dictated by my circumstances, because my circumstances don't always look good. Amen. But God is blessing me, amen, even in the midst of the storm. Good God Almighty, amen. Somebody ought to rejoice today because God is bringing his deliverance, hallelujah, and getting us out of stupid stuff. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. The word of God goes on to say, amen. They love to walk in the ways of darkness, but guess what verse 14 says? They who rejoice in doing evil, and they delight in the perversity of the wicked. Huh? They when they see wicked folk, they like to proliferate that. Amen. They don't want to tell you about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. But guess what? God is bringing you out of that. Huh? Hallelujah. Whose ways are crooked, and who are devices. Divisious, amen, in their paths. Praise God. Amen. They want to lead us down the wrong paths. But God is, amen, great and merciful. God loves you, and he's brought us out, amen, into his marvelous light, out of darkness, out of the dark path. Amen. Hallelujah. On the straight and narrow path, where the light of his love is shining the way. Praise God. Yes, there'll be obstacles, and yes, there'll be circumstances and situations, but see, God will give you peace that passes all understanding. God will give it to you right in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. And sometimes, the old songwriter said, amen, sometimes God calms the storm. Other times he calms his child. God Almighty. That simply means just what we just said. Amen. Amen. Sometimes he'll rebuke the storm and make it cease. Hallelujah, and calm down. Other times he'll just calm you down. God Almighty, he'll fortify you in the midst of the storm. Amen. He'll give you a peace, amen, that will reflect the goodness of God to the world. Amen. They'll see the storm raging around you, and they'll see you walking through it with peace. Praise God. With your eyes fixed on Jesus. Good God Almighty. Amen. With a joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. Resonating from the depths of your spirit, amen, and going out, and you'll be a vessel of honor to the glory of God. Hallelujah, amen. We just want to share the goodness of God with you. We've left stupid stuff behind, amen. We're going with God's plan now. His plan is to prosper you, amen. He was above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper, amen. Hallelujah, he wants to give us wisdom, good wisdom, sound knowledge, amen. Hallelujah. He guards the paths. Amen. hallelujah, of justice for us, amen, who've been wrongly accused, and justice hasn't been there for us, amen. So we say, amen, I must just be bound by this stupid stuff. No, 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 Jesus, the anointing of God destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Amen. It destroys the yoke of stupid. I'm telling you, amen. God, amen, has delivered me from it. Amen. And every time it raises ugly head, I say, no, 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 that's just stupid. I think I'm going to go with God's plan. I'm going to go with Jesus on this one. Hmm? Hallelujah. See, the word of God tells us, amen, submit unto God, then resist the devil and he will flee. See, sometimes we try to resist the devil in our own strength and our own power, and it don't work, y'all. We got to be submitted unto God. It said that first. The word of God says, submit, therefore, thyself unto God. Then resist the devil and he shall flee. My God, today. Amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the Sunshine of Faith Headquarters Church in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. If you're in that area, the Washington, D.C., amen, Maryland, Virginia area, praise God, find your way to Sunshine of Faith, amen. You can contact our great leader, amen, and God, amen, a wonderful woman of God, the love of God flowing through her mightily, prophetess of God, pastor, teacher, amen, counselor, amen, I mean, and licensed counselor, amen, can counsel anybody anywhere in the world, praise God, amen. You can phone her at area code 301-732-0461, that's area code 301-732-0461, that's Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquarters church, again, Baltimore, Maryland, if you're in that area. Give her a call, amen, and she can make sure that you get all the information that you need. Praise God. We bless the Lord for the great things that he is doing, amen, in our lives. Praise God. We thank God for it. You can also reach, amen, our ministry secretary, the secretary of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, Minister Yvette Smith, at 240-554-7416. She can give you service time. She can give you announcements. She can give you directions to our headquarters church. If you're, again, in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, if you're going that way, amen. If you're in Florida, contact us here at Sunshine of Faith Ministries, Lakeland, Florida, amen, at 863-279-2332. That is my number, praise God. I'm Pastor Terry White, amen, along with my wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. We're here in Lakeland with the saints of God, in this part of the body of Christ and Sunshine of Faith in Lakeland, praise God, amen. We would love to serve you here, amen. We'll pray with you. You can write to us, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Lakeland, Florida, P.O. Box 8032, amen, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. That's Sunshine of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Partner with this great ministry. Plant your partnership offering today. Praise God. Amen. And if you like what you seed into this ministry, praise God, to go to our headquarters church. Amen. Just as you send that to our P.O. Box, amen, just denote that. Praise God. And we'll make sure that it goes to the proper location. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's all to the glory of God. Amen. We bless the Lord for all of you. Praise God. Amen. Remember that Jesus loved you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.